Dreamscape presents Welcome Back to Rambling Texas by June Favor, narrated by Mandy Kaplan. Chapter 1. Reggie Lee Stafford glanced out the window of her daddy's Hill Country convenience store just northwest of Austin, Texas. She looked out in time to see the silver BMW cruise slowly by. The top was down, and the driver looked as divine as the vehicle. A bronzed god, with longish blonde, sun-streaked hair, he radiated the attitude of a celebrity, hiding behind the lenses of his designer sunglasses. Driving with his elbow stuck out the window, he craned his neck to peer into the small store. He gazed up at the fading sign that proudly proclaimed the establishment to be Stafford's Mercantile, a name Reggie's grandparents had selected in 1949, when they'd first opened their doors in Rambling, Texas, and when the wares had included yard goods and hardware. Reggie leaned over the counter to stare back at the hunk in the sports car, surprised when he pulled into the parking lot and climbed out. He shoved the keys in the pocket of his faded denims and continued to gaze through the plate glass window with an air of indecision. She noted that the denims were well filled with 100% prime American beef. Well, well, well. Eye candy from the city. My lucky day. She surreptitiously glanced at her reflection in the mirror behind the counter and ran her fingers through her tousled hair. She took a deep breath as the stranger pushed through the entrance, clanking the metal cowbell against the glass. Her dimples flashed as she wrapped her soft Texas drawl around the words of greeting. Good afternoon. How can I help you? The stranger pushed his sunglasses up on his head and grinned back at her. He laughed, a single, derisive snort. Is that really you, Regina Vagina? Still here after all these years? A claustrophobic, strangling sensation reached up from her gut and threatened to suffocate the life out of her. No, she wailed. Franklinstein? She stared in dismay at the grown-up version of the boy who had made her early adolescence a living hell. From the day he had arrived in town, Franklin Bell had been crossways with her, and he had remained so until the day he'd departed. A clutch of something other than dismay seized her as he continued to inspect her with unmistakably mischievous green eyes. You got anything cold to drink, Regina? He pronounced her name as he always had, rhyming with vagina.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?